I'd like to just backtrack and ask two things. First of all, you said that your father had memories of the family right back into the 19th century. Was there any diabetes in your family?
No, as far as I know, absolutely not. And I can remember searching questions about that, and the answer was absolutely negative. I remember this especially because, of course, when my son got diabetes, also when he was five, the same questions were asked of us, and we were able to say positive questions on both sides to that. But my parents know absolutely nothing to do with diabetes. Nowadays, we know that when women have babies quite late in their life, they might have illnesses, and maybe that was the reason for the diabetes. But then they didn't know that, and they had no idea why I was diabetic.
And then the other backtrack is to when you started using the Palmer injector, because you say your independent life started then.
Well, I suppose I must have been about 16. It was, you know, after my mother had died and when I went to live with this master and his wife in Sherburn, and this nurse at the sanatorium found this Palmer injector for me. That was, it had to be then, when I was about 16, yes.
And before we go on to your leaving school, can you talk about how pupils and teachers reacted to your diabetes?
I have to say that that is a difficult one, really. I can answer it best perhaps by saying that long, long afterwards I met a man who'd been a master at my prep school who had apparently got into trouble for something. I can't really remember what it was, but what I'm trying to say to you was that I knew I had diabetes, and of course they knew very well, but I can't really remember any particular problems about that, and I can't really remember that it had any particular effect on the way I got on with masters. I can very well remember how it got on with what I did. I mean, for instance, the fact that I absolutely hated games, hated them. When I was at prep school, I had to do them, and because everybody did. Sherburn, when I got there, or at least after I got there, after their bad experience with me having comas, I think they more or less gave up, and they made me play rugger a little bit, and then I stopped playing rugger. They felt that I must do exercise, so I had to go on runs. But I was a sort of semi-member of the school, if you see what I mean, you know? So I definitely wasn't doing everything that everybody else did. And that's, I suppose, have I answered the question? Yes, I think, I hope so.